From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Moscow for talks on a range of issues, including Syria. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said despite Russian ally Syria's use of chemical weapons last week, Tillerson will still be looking for ways to cooperate against Islamic State.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, you know, understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step. But secondly, and I guess, you know, equally as important, is to make sure that the areas where we can find a commitment to defeat ISIS is something that we share.
At a G7 meeting in Italy Monday, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he believes Moscow needs a way out of that conflict.
If I think about the position of Vladimir Putin now, he's, you know, he's toxifying the reputation of Russia by his continual association with a guy who has flagrantly poisoned his own people.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Donald Trump spoke by phone, agreeing that in light of last week's missile strike on a Syrian air base, a window of opportunity exists to persuade Russia to break ties with Mr. Assad. But analyst Alexei Moraviev of Australia's Curtin University said Russia will not easily abandon the Assad regime.
There may be an opportunity to negotiate a transition to a candidate who will be more moderate than Assad, suitable for the Russians, because the Russians have too much at stake in Syria.
Russia has rejected accusations the Syrian regime used chemical weapons against his own people. The UN Monday said at least 16 killed in South Sudan as militia targeted civilians based on their ethnicity in the town of Wau. This is VOA News.